Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero Vinyl Plank Flooring. It provides a genuine, weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active households. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. We really like to make movies about stuff.
How do we not have... Here's one. I want to pitch you on this, and let me see if you guys like this.
Okay.
Immigrant father comes to the country, has...
I'm out.
What? Why?
No, go ahead.
Hold on. And he's got a son.
Russian mail order bride.
He's got a son, and he's trying to trick this son to get him get him either out of the country or maybe to move in with his mom. I can't remember what it is.
You can't sell the rights to my life.
Listen.
Wait.
He's got a passport in one hand and a switch in the other behind his back, and he says,
"That was never a
pick
thing."
One. And then, like, he tries it. He's like, "We're going to Home Depot."
Home Depot.
Yeah.
Right. And then what happens?
Dell, how would you?
And then what happens?
What else would we?
What would you
write? Theoretically, what would you write?
Yeah. I mean, it feels like the story's dead in the water. You can't. There's nowhere to go from what you got to make it a narrative that people will believe.
Well,
that's an unbelievable narrative.
It's a success story. Then the kid goes and he starts to goes to this pizza place with roller coasters.
I'm not
inside.
The one who. That kid never got shipped off anywhere. The older brother got shipped off.
Okay, the older brother gets shipped off, and the younger kid escapes.
I didn't know the younger kid wasn't under any
threat.
No,
the younger kid took over the house because they got rid of the older brother. Actually, I think the younger brother probably conspired to get rid of the older brother so that he could have the house to himself.
The little brother's not Littlefinger.
Is he Bran?
Kind of is.
Does also the little brother always do this with his eyes? It rolls in the back of his head, and he can see into the future?
The little brother's not the three-eyed raven.
No.
No.
The little brother is the carny that got rid of the older brother. No.
The little brother never worked at a carnival.
Is the little brother a snarky, bi-coastal kid that's also rolled around in a wheelbarrow?
I've never...
like Bran.
No. The little brother can walk with two legs.
Oh, okay.
His legs work.
Did the dad take the little brother to Vegas and make him stay in the truck instead of getting a hotel room? That only happened a couple times.
Reset. I don't know this
we
one.
We don't have time. We got to do it on the other side.
Okay. Don't make me... I forget things easy. Don't let me forget this one. I don't know this one.
What? You don't want to...
I don't
heard
know
about
Vegas.
You haven't heard about the Circus parking lot?
No. Circus. That's where he became a carny.
It was never
outside.
A carny.
Okay. Now, let me just...
Circus.
Hold on. Just think about this during the break. This isn't a movie. This is a Netflix season.
Series.
Where... Okay, episode 3 is the Circus.
Well, that did happen early in the little brother's life.
It did happen.
It happened after the older brother got shipped off, though.
It did?
That's
the older
fine.
Brother was already shipped off?
The older brother
by
got...
By Circus?
I want to know what episode 1
is. Well,
that
is in season 3.
And I did not want to know what episode 10 is of season 1. Obviously, we're in season 3 now.
Yeah, if we get to season 4, the little brother, who's now a grown man, when he's packing up the dad stuff, will find the mail order bride catalogs.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I want to know everything in between. That's already on season 4?
Yeah, and at some point in season 2...
I feel like this has gone too long. That should have been season 2.
At some point in season 2, the dad, while the little brother's in his presence, will tell a big lady that let the little brother cut in line for food. You don't look like you're hungry at all.
I'm going to tell you right now, whoever plays the little brother's dad is going to become a famous, like, you know who my favorite character on TV is right now? That's what they're going to say.
Yeah.
It's that guy.
Yeah. Dell's dad.
Now
call it Dell's dad.
We just need a name for the show.
Uh-huh.
But we'll talk about that more.
Stranded.
Circus.
No.
I think.
No.
It's a carny
circus
show.
Mail order son.
I'm not a mail order son.
Uh-oh. And no, and we ship our children, okay?
No children got shipped.
FedEx family.
West Coast, you got shipped West Coast to East Coast.
You did? You've been shipped?
I've never been shipped.
Well, your brother got shipped.
Well, he, yeah.
Beat it.
Yeah, first class.
Okay, stamp him.
Did he get tricked?
Beat it.
Was he tricked?
No, he got tricked.
He was tricked.
He got tricked.
That's episode 1. We got to come out with the fire. I mean, you always have to grab people in episode 1.
Hey, want to go to Home Depot with me?
Yeah. And let's not forget.
Throw him
let's
on a plane.
Not forget season two, episode one. If we get a second season,
yeah.
Little brother's mom is married to a new guy,
it's a whole new.
And
thing.
And the dad tells little brother, "Well, I don't know why you think you want to stay over there. They don't want you over there."
Oh man, no. This is 100% a show. This is he might not be everyone's favorite character.
They don't want take it you.
Back. Yeah, I take it back. He'd be John's favorite character.
What?
But not most of America. Yeah. John would say,
tell your 13-year-old son who's your mother yeah. doesn't want you over there.
He sounds more like Ramsey Bolton, who, quite frankly.
Roose Bolton.
Yeah.
The dad.
Roose Bolton, yeah.
Root.
The Olalay send their regards. Why do you have chainmail on?
What? We got a much better movie about Dell. Okay,
no, and his way family. Better. We've got a whole series.
Somebody says the younger brother takes over the house so he can take a nap every day. Now, that's a movie.
Well, I don't only take naps.
Well, that's kind
of
all
Well,
you do.
Part of my day is
that's
taking
pretty
naps.
Much all you do.
No, it's not all I do. I take naps because why not? I haven't ruined my life with kids or a marriage.
What
take
about
a nap.
Dell is
what do you mean ruined your life? What you about mean Del have been blessed?
No, Del is
you
an
mean
a-hole.
By that you mean blessed?
No, I meant ruined.
What about Dell is an a-hole? Like, that's the kind of thing that Netflix would name a show.
I don't mind. There was a show called End of the F'n World.
Yeah.
You can call it
that. I watched
some
of that.
That
kid
series.
Was a weird. That, boy, that
yeah,
was
the
a
the whole
weird show
got really weird.
So, tell me the Circus story. I'm not going to forget. I wrote it down.
Here. Well, grew up in Southern California, so we would take trips to Vegas maybe twice a year. About a 4 or 5 hour drive. Now, my dad had one of those old school, it's not old school then, it's old school now. One of those big flat, not big, but it's a Nissan 2-seater flatbed truck. So we would just pack a bag each. Maybe. It was usually a surprise. I'd get up at like 4 a.m. on a Saturday morning, and we'd be driving to Vegas. He wouldn't even tell me.
Your dad makes scary trips. Like, yeah. Hey, surprise, we're going somewhere. You mean when you sent my brother away?
Not that. No.
We're going on what, Dad?
4 o'clock.
Well, every time you took a trip with him, did you think you were going to be deported?
No, because I had an American mom. My brother didn't. So that was his mother was in Nigeria. So I don't think he'd get away with sending me someplace without my mom consenting.
Right.
She was in the country and in the state at the time. So we would go to Vegas, and I didn't know any better, but I think probably when I was 11 or 12, the hotel thing wasn't a thing. Like, we would drive, spend the day there. And then drive around the Circus parking lot at night, wait for, I guess, security to stop checking, and we would park in the Circus parking lot and sleep. And this is not like an SUV where I can go sleep in the back. It was him and me side by side with the only thing between us, the stick shift, and I would sit in the front and go to bed. And one time we went to Thomas and Mack Center, and I wanted to get a basketball, UNLV basketball. And he wanted me to get the smaller basketball. So we would have more room for leg room so I could sleep. He didn't want me to get the bigger basketball.
A basketball made that much difference?
Look, you know how small those trucks were?
Yeah, it's just a regular
it was like
small
a, I think
truck
it was a Mazda
too.
Red, two, yeah. Like, big flat bed, two-seater
hey,
truck.
Hey,
really
Dad,
small.
Let's go on another trip. Never.
So sleeping in the truck, and this was like, he didn't ever.
Circling around waiting for security to roll out.
He didn't ever want to get a room because we were there for one night. Like, we would it would be a Saturday night thing. We'd stay, and then drive back Sunday morning.
But what
or so.
Did you do when you were in Vegas?
Well, I was a kid, so I didn't mind playing the arcades. We would just drive. We would eat, go to buffets, and play. I would play arcades.
So you would get to.
He would drive to Vegas to eat? Did he gamble a lot?
No, he had to be gambling.
He gambled a little bit, but I was in the arcade, so I never saw it. I was like 11, so what would I know about? We would take in the sights, and this was before Vegas really got to be the entertainment capital that it is now.
So, Dell, you may have seen this movie. Have you ever seen Good Will Hunting?
I have.
Okay. So you've seen it, right, John? So you know the scene. So Dell's got these stories about him and his dad. So Will, Matt Damon's character. So Will was holding on to a lot of stuff. He was holding on. He was brilliant, holding on to a lot of stuff. And in a scene, Robin Williams pours some out. Robin Williams says, "Hey, it's not your fault." He goes, "What? I know." He goes, "No, it's not your fault." Yeah, thanks. He goes, "It's not your fault." He keeps saying, "It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault." Over and over. And eventually, the emotions just spring out and he starts crying. And it's like this breakdown that changes the whole movie. It's the turning point of the whole movie with this kid with this hard exterior finally has this emotional breakthrough of stuff he's been hanging on to. If that scene happened with Dell, it's not your fault. I know. It's not your fault. I know. That would go on for 10 minutes where he would keep saying, I know. There'd be no breakdown. Wait,
that's an episode.
Is that it?
I know. Okay, can I take a nap now? I know. It's not my fault.
Is that it? Yeah. And then you'd have the therapist go, I can't do anything with this.
Okay, Dell, you're an a-hole. And? What?
And?
Yeah. And? What?
I mean, are you insulting me or complimenting me?
Everyone's waiting for the emotional breakdown. Like,
is that a fact?
It's not happening.
Is that a question?
I mean, is this just a time period where we state facts? What are we doing here?
Yeah, right.
Dell, it's not your fault. Yeah. I know it wasn't my fault. It was his fault.
Okay.
No, it's not your fault.
No, you know it's your fault?
Why do you keep
repeating the same thing?
Listen, seriously, I'm getting really tired. I need to sleep down. Yep. Why don't you keep talking? I'm going to lay on this couch. Isn't that what they do? I lay on the couch.
You talk, I'll lay on the couch. You break me down, and I'll fall asleep to it.
And then
Chris Solis has requested more stories about your dad's Vegas runs. He knows that there's more in here, and he wants another story.
But wait a minute. So now the younger brother grows up, and he's taken over the house. He got his brother deported so he can take over the house and take naps. But granny next door.
I didn't get my brother deported.
Granny next door, who he's having relations with, now all of a sudden builds up this
it's
wall.
It's based on a true story. It's not all going to be true. Dell, it's based on a true story.
Now you're
Hollywood takes liberties.
Yeah, I guess.
And she's not going to be old. She's going to be hot. Don't worry.
It's going to be Kate. Let's see. Who could be the granny at this point?
It's not Kate
Beckinsale.
Oh my God! She's
40 something. She could play the granny.
Oh,
I got visibly angry yesterday.
Elizabeth Hurley.
I just found out she's 50.
But that's not.
Hold on. Have you
seen her lately?
Yeah, she looks fine.
She's still strong.
Do you know that Pete Davidson is now going out with Kate Beckinsale?
But did you see him kiss?
Some people think it's just a promo run because she has an Amazon series. Some people like she's just with them for the promo.
It doesn't matter. Why is anybody with this dude? Ariana Grande and her?
You know why? Have you seen what Ariana wrote about him?
What?
Somebody said something, and she was like, dude's like...
No, I haven't seen
that.
Yes,
Ariana Grande said, oh, yeah. He's It certainly ain't his looks.
That was on the stream.
Okay. It ain't his looks, okay?
No.
Apparently, dude is... He's going okay. So that's how he's getting these
financially?
Yeah.
I don't want to push. I don't want to push the...
Somebody tweeted about something about 10, the number 10, and she said, you mean his... Yeah.
Well, okay. Now it's Kate Beckinsale. That just makes no sense.
Well, guess what? He's old for her. He's 25. She went out with a 22-year-old last...
Dang.
Yeah. And she's 46 or something. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
She'll definitely play that. Nah, she probably wouldn't be granny role.
Shout out my son Drake.
But I'd like it.
Bring her home.
Come on.
Hey, Nick, Drake is going to bring home Kate Beckinsale. You don't care, do you? Cool.
Why would Nick care?
I don't want her in my house.
Is she going to pay his insurance? That'd be great. Yeah. 850.
Hey, is there any way y'all can get married so you can get on her insurance?